Charm of Favor, Chapter 22.
General Banks, I have a delivery from Mr. Knorr, said Jack as she put her feet together at the open door of the office. She had walked quickly, tempted several times to jog, but she didn't want to draw attention to herself in the throng of people walking through almost every hallway in the Pentagon. Let's have it, said the general, holding her hand out. Jack stepped toward her desk as the general rose from her large brown chair and placed the red jewel into her palm. She turned around and punched in the numbers on her safe and scanned her retina. The lock thumped. She opened the door and pulled open a drawer. She withdrew a sealed, olive-colored folder with a red stripe across the top and tore the small nylon zipper open. There was a laminated card inside the folder. She sat down softly in her swivel chair and placed it on the desk with the jewel. "Am I allowed to ask what that means? What does it say?" asked Jack. "I can tell you that these are response protocols. Our DHS intelligence team comes up with procedures we try to figure out in advance of just about any sort of condition or attack, what to do and who to call. It keeps us from running around like a chicken with our heads cut off when something does happen," said the general. "Government in a box. That's what my oldest brother calls it," said Jack. "We're inside the box, not outside the box, Jack. Since way before I was born, the outside-the-box thinking used to come from God knows where. Now we have something else that's supposed to be more reliable. DHS is just a cog in the machine, but we have to be ready for the stress and be ready to turn the other gears when we're meshed into service," said the general. "Maybe that's why we have such a mess. Too much machine thinking and not enough heart thinking," said Jack. "Now you're sounding like Mr. Larson," said the general. "Mr. Larson is a spook, too?" asked Jack. "No. Well, not really. He's an analyst, sort of. He has a gift for finding the holes in things. He calls them cracks. Too woo-woo for me, but he has never been wrong that I know of. Damnedest thing I ever saw. Like he knows where the apple's going to fall," said the general. "Taekwondo," said Jack. "You mean martial arts?" "Yeah, he's good in a fight. Nothing like combat to pin up the brass," said the general. "No, I mean, that's the thing. No one is fast enough to block every punch or kick. Not after it starts, I mean. My sensei, she's awesome, Miss Lisa May. She says that you have to look for the cracks in your opponent where the energy leaks out. That's where the attack will come from," said Jack. "Like I said, woo-woo. I prefer a good sidearm from 10 paces, said the general. "So, what does the card say?" asked Jack, pointing to the laminated sheet on her desk. "We prepare and review these protocols once a month. Not all of them at once. There are too many for that. We do it by colors. This one is for a rogue nuke," said the general, letting her voice become distant. "What the hell? Someone is going to drop a nuke on us? Where?" asked Jack, sitting down in one of the chairs in front of the general's desk. "Here's your crack you were talking about. When the Norks were handed our missile technology back in the mid-90s, it was like watching NASA reverse-engineer a captured alien spacecraft. Not that it has ever really happened, but you know what I mean. At first, they had no clue what they were looking at. Their idea of a missile was a large bottle rocket, before they were handed a whole space program on a laptop that was basically sold to the Chinese for campaign cash. Within 25 years, they passed everyone. They took our most sophisticated W-88 warhead and slimmed it down. They put entire sections of electronics in a chip that they made with nanotechnology, one atom at a time," said the general. "So they're going to shoot something small at us?" asked Jack. "This particular protocol card calls for a defense against a nuke built right here on our soil. The only things they have to import were the control boards, which could come inside any laptop case or an electronic game chassis, and a small chunk of plutonium," said the general. How do you defend against that?" asked Jack. "I wish Larson was here. He's better at this than I am. Long story short, when Clinton sold the missile technology to the Chinese, They just turned it over to the Norks. The Chinese are a lot of things I don't want to talk about, but inventors they are not. The Norks, however, are a different thing altogether. They were isolated, well-funded, and motivated by an overwhelming desire for revenge against the world for the Korean War. And to make matters worse, Clinton ended the one strategic defense initiative that actually had a good chance of defending us against one rogue ICBM called Brilliant Pebbles. Anyway, the BMDO canceled it in 1994, said the general. What's the BMDO? Asked Jack. Yeah, we use a lot of acronyms. It means Ballistic Missile Defense Organization. Just a bunch of scientists and engineers who are worried about militarizing space. Fools, if you ask me, said the general. But you said this was a nuke built here, so a missile is not part of the equation, right? Asked Jack. Thief in the night, said the general. That's a Bible thing. I shall come as a thief in the night, said Jack. The key here is the difference between a thief and a robber. A robber comes from outside your house. A thief is already a guest, said the general. The question is, where in the house is the bomb? Asked Jack. That's where Commander Rousseau comes in. His team sifts through billions of data to find the chatter, said the general. Yeah, but they can't find the bomber if he's in the dark, said Jack. No one's in the dark these days, Jack, said the general. Sure they are. I have friends. I'm not saying who, but they go to my school, and they're not from here. I mean, they're illegals, you know. They live in the dark. No electronic footprint, said Jack. You might think that, Jack, but they go to stores. They drive cars. They walk through towns and malls. Every single face in this country is on camera somewhere. That face is matched with a voice, an address, a job, a school, some kind of purchase, and they are being profiled as we speak, said the general. I know you're not kidding, but who can do that? I mean, you'd have to have a city of people watching monitors and listening to phone calls. I see the cameras everywhere, but I thought they were just monitoring traffic or helping the cops in case something bad happens, said Jack. Your brother, the commander, has a small team over there. But they are only the human element of a new kind of intelligence. She, they call her she, it's really a they, but it's easier for us to relate to it if we say she. She went live about a year ago. I didn't trust her at first. It was a new kind of super smart artificial intelligence. I was against letting her out of the server building and onto the web. But she has stopped dozens of assassination attempts, bombings, and helped us catch and neutralize at least 100 billionaires who were funding terror operations around the world. She never sleeps, and she is smarter and faster than a million human brains, said the general. You're talking AI, right? That Sophia thing. Yeah, she's cool, I think, said Jack. Well, she's out of the box, like I said. These protocols are reviewed and revised to keep us sane, I think. But she's spot on with just about everything, said the general. How do you guys know the bad guys don't have one too? Asked Jack. Oh, they do. They've had it for 1,000 years. He's real enough. But thanks to people like Mr. Knorr, we have been able to catch up to his ability, said the general. He should give me the creeps, but he doesn't, said Jack. He's one of the good guys, Jack, said the general. What is he? Asked Jack. Don't know, and don't care. He's been there since way before me, said the general, standing up and walking over to the safe to close the door and lock it. That's it? He's a player, and you guys are his pieces on the board? Asked Jack. I've seen a good portion of this board, as you call it. I have fought and killed other pieces in places that would make hell look like a vacation. It's real. It may be a game, but it is real. And real people are dying every second on both sides. The thing is, if we lose this game, we lose the soul of mankind. Pretty damn high stakes, if you ask me. Knorr is like a coach. He can't play like we can, but he knows the rules, said the general.
So what do the rules say we do for a red jewel? Asked Jack.
You do have a way of keeping your balance.
Well, now we know what to look for first, said the general.
First? Asked Jack, rubbing her moist palms on the thighs of her slacks.
When Clinton lost the election, the globalist elites had to regroup. They didn't think Trump could win, that's for damn sure. I still don't think Hillary has accepted that election. There were a whole bunch of unpaid debts and overpromises she racked up to collect. Sophia saw that and crafted an action plan to take advantage of it. She advised the Saudi war prince to chew up the bank accounts of the ones who were funding the globalists. The intelligence groups cleaned out syndicate soldiers as best they could. Still, there are hundreds of those bastards buried in the bowels of D.C. Getting them would be fatal to our way of government. Now, the syndicate is running out of time. If they wait much longer, Trump's leadership will result in economic growth that will make it impossible to stop. They can't beat him economically anymore. Besides, he's the first president to implement substation hardware designed to minimize the effects of an EMP attack. It'll be a year before the first phase is complete, but the point is that they are running out of time. So, Sophia expects their battle plan to go like this in rapid succession. First, an EMP weapon is used to poke our eyes out. That same instant, cruise missiles are launched from subs just off our shores and the Gulf of Mexico. They don't have to be nuclear. They're tactical shots at dams, power plants, and command and control centers. That attack takes about 6 minutes, start to finish. At the same time, ICBMs are launched to take about 35 minutes to reach their targets. We never see them coming, and we can't shoot back, because our command is dead and the communications are down, said the general like she was repeating a lesson from one of her briefings.
So that's it? The war's over, just like that? Asked Jack.
Our estimates are, if they don't launch the ICBMs, we lose about 200,000 people in the attacks, and about 11 million over the next 2 years while we struggle to restore electric service, said the general.
And if they do launch them? Asked Jack, not really wanting to know the answer.
A dozen warheads could take out 25 million people in the blasts, and about that many more from the fallout, said the general.
Why would they do that? What have we done that's so bad? Asked Jack, about to cry.
Knorr says they don't want to kill massive amounts of people. He says they want to make America tear itself apart from the inside.
Sophia agrees. The globalist propaganda and the distribution of soldiers throughout Europe and America will be impossible to fight against anyway, said the general.
What's the freaking point? I don't get it, said Jack, burying her face in her hands, trying to understand.
They almost had their candidate elected. Looks like we screwed up their plans by electing Trump instead, and now America is gaining back everything it lost during the Bush and Obama years. These globalist pukes have crashed the world before to stop us, and they're about to do it again, said the general.
Unless we stop them.
We can stop them, can't we? Asked Jack.
We know what's coming. We generally know when it's coming.
We just don't know where, said the general.
I didn't get born or come here to give up. I'm ready to run. Just give me some order to do, said Jack, standing up.
The president has a team in New York working on this right now. I know that sounds like I don't want to answer you, but he really does. When that phone rings, we will know a hell of a lot more than we know right now, said the general.
What about right now? I mean, what if it happens right now? Asked Jack.
Knorr knows the rules. Sophia picked the New York team with an algorithm I can't begin to understand. The answer is there, because it has to be, said the general.
What do you mean it has to be? Are you that desperate? Asked Jack.
It's a battle, Jack, not the war. We will win the war, said the general.
Why? Because we've won all the wars?
Did it ever occur to you that the reason we won those world wars is because we never got bombed by our enemies? Well, hello, we're about to get the shit bombed out of us by our enemies, said Jack, trying to urge General Banks to take some action.
We won because our enemy surrendered, said the general, gently putting her fist on the desk.
Yeah, well, newsflash. Muslims don't surrender. Crazy North Koreans don't surrender. They don't wear a uniform. They look like the crossing guard or the baker or the sandwich shop guy. If the only way to end a war is if one side surrenders, then maybe we should surrender, said Jack. Don't say that. Half the country already followed Obama and did exactly that. But don't you say that. Not you, said the general.
Why not? This whole thing is totally messed up. Why not just give the hell up and get it over with, said Jack, crying now and hating herself for acting like a girl.
Because you would not be your father's daughter if you did. That's not Jack Rousseau, now is it? Asked the general with more energy in her voice.
Jack caught her breath and sat down, wondering if General Banks worked for Raymond or the other way around. She rubbed the wetness off her face and pulled her hair back over her ears and sniffed deeply.
No, I am my father's daughter.
Suddenly, the general's phone beeped on her desk. She snapped the receiver up and pressed it to her ear.
Banks, what's the report?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, said the general as she placed the receiver back on its cradle.
Well? Was that the call? Asked Jack, still smarting from the experience of crying in front of the general.
Let's roll, said the general.